Well, besides siding.
You mean like storm windows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's one, yep. Okay. All of the objects, basically, in this room are collectively known as what?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm sitting on is a...
sofa or a couch.
Are sofa and couch interchangeable?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. There's a piece of furniture that has a lot of drawers in it, and you can put clothes. What's that called?
Chest of drawers.
Okay. Now there's a little piece of furniture with drawers on either side, but a woman can sit there and do her makeup in the mirror. What's that called?
A dresser.
Okay.
Or a dressing table.
Mm-hmm. If you're carrying water around outside, you might carry it in something with a handle.
A bucket or a pail.
Mm-hmm. What are they made out of?
Well, they're usually galvanized steel, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or plaster.
Now there's a roof that is made out of a substance that makes a lot of noise when it rains. What kind of roof is
tin.
That? Mm-hmm. When you wash dishes, you use something. What do you use?
Soap.
You know, to actually rub the dishes, you would use a...
or a sponge.
Uh-huh. Or something made out of cloth.
Uh-huh. Rag.
Uh-huh. And when you...
Dish cloth.
A dishcloth?
Dish rag.
What would you dry the dishes with?
Towel.
Okay.
Dish towel.
What do you dry yourself off with when you get out of the shower?
Bath towel.
Okay. When you wash dishes, you turn on the...
faucet.
Okay, and what comes out of the faucet?
Water.
Mm-hmm. You would heat water up on the stove in a... for tea.
Well, let's see. Pan, of course. The kettle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If you're cooking an egg, what would you usually cook it in?
Well, I guess it depends on how you're cooking it. I don't like them anyway except scrambled, so I cook them in frying pans.
Okay.
But you could boil it in a pan of water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And by that you mean a sort of a deep pan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pot.
Uh-huh. I know, my mom calls them pans too, and I'm like, a pan should be a little thing, but I understand that pan. That pan thing. Okay, have you ever seen a makeshift lamp made out of a bottle with some liquid that burns inside and then a rag for a wick?
Well, I think so. I
it's kind of an old-fashioned thing.
Yeah.
You might not have ever seen one, but...
I may not have. Yeah.
Some people call them a pine torch. Have you ever heard that term?
No.
How about a flambeau?
No.
Okay. Well, what kinds of things would you burn in a lamp?
Of course, kerosene is a common thing to burn. And I've lived in places where they used Coleman lanterns for lamps, you know, and I guess that, what's in a Coleman lantern? It's some kind of a volatile fluid that you can pump up and causes gas to come up and come out through a mantle that you light.
Mm-hmm.
The gas burns, but the mantle is not supposed to. And so, I don't know about other lamps.
Okay. When you take your car in to the to be serviced, you might ask them to change what?
Oil.
Okay. If you had some grandchildren coming over and you didn't have enough beds for them all, you could make up a bed on the floor. What would you call that?